Hey, I'm Tom Bartels from growfoodwell.com.
And I'm Darren Parmenter with CSU Extension here in La Plata County.
And this is The Garden Guys, where we help solve some of the mysteries of gardening in the Southwest. You're done with all the work of the summer season. You've gotten most of the food out of that garden, and you're looking at the remnants, and you're thinking, man, maybe I'll just deal with that in the spring.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with this. I'm just over it. There's really nothing else growing. I kind of feel like the season is over, but it's not.
Is that a problem to just walk away from your garden at that time of year? I mean, what's the problem with that?
It's not the best advice is to walk away from it because there is still a lot that is happening in that garden that we don't see. But we want to also make sure that we prepare ourselves for that next season. And that always is going to begin in the fall of the previous year.
Okay, so we're basically going to talk about how to properly put your garden to bed.
And there's parts of our garden that aren't the prettiest. I have powdery mildew that's still remnants on my snap peas or on my squash leaves, that white material that looks like a dusting on each of the leaves.
And that's something you don't necessarily want to compost.
No, I tend to want to throw that into a landfill, burn pile.
So that's a great point. If you do have diseased plants, it's not necessarily a good thing to put in the compost. You might want to separate those first and put a separate pile that's not going to be part of the cycle to put back in the garden.
Yeah, those diseases can overwinter in our climate.
And speaking of overwintering, this material, the good material that goes to the compost, you want that compost pile to be away from the garden, not right next to your garden bed, because that provides a great habitat for some of the pests and insects that want to overwinter right there in the garden.
And I know that's kind of be tough for some people. You have limited space. We don't always have a ton of space on our property or in our yard. You want to have that close enough that you don't forget about it, but you do want it to be far enough away that you don't see those diseases and those insects crawling and creeping in the, you know, the heart of darkness from that pile to your garden.
And speaking of darkness, we have weed seeds that have got mature seed heads on them at this time of year. And that's something that we tend to forget about. That mature weed has put out this huge seed pod with sometimes thousands of seeds on that one seed head. It's important to clip that head and get it out of the stream of material that goes back into your garden.
It is amazing how long weed seeds can last in that soil. They can, as Tom mentioned, you can have weeds that produce thousands of seeds, and those thousands of seeds can last decades in your soil. So again, one seed has that issue of, well, I've got to pull it. But when we get 10,000 seeds, we don't want to curse our garden. But we'll still take that organic matter from the weeds themselves, right?
Oh yeah, the plant, the weed itself, is full of minerals and great for your compost. Just snip the seed head off of it and use the rest of that in your compost.
So all of those standing vegetable plants that are still in our garden, what do you do with those?
Well, the dead ones, even though they're standing, you know, they have roots, obviously, that's keeping them structurally in the ground. But in order to enhance the soil food web is what it's called, and the microorganisms in the soil, you can snip those plants right at soil level and leave roots in the ground as long as possible.
So one of the tricks that I have in my garden is to keep those beans and peas roots in the soil because they will slowly release nitrogen back into that soil that next year's crop could then take up.
The next move would be to pull all your drip lines or irrigation, if you haven't done that already, and clean all that out of the garden because they'll last longer, basically, if you take them out and they don't overwinter in the garden.
Yep. So pull that stuff out. And then if you want to go in and mulch with a couple inches of organic material like leaves or herbicide-free straw, fantastic.
So just remember, this time of year, it may look like it's over, but there's one important step to put that garden to bed.
That's it for today. But remember to listen to The Garden Guys on KSUT.
And if you have any other questions, please email us at gardenguys@ksut.org.